next stop, the Super Bowl. Hell yeah, you know we on. We built to do this all night long. Who that say they gon' beat them Saints? They a lie. They can try, but in the dome we know they ain't.
Who dat, and welcome back to Canastri Chronicles Podcast. I'm your host, as always, Brendan Ertl. Today we have some breaking news with someone in the Saints coaching staff. Now, the Saints lost great defensive backs coach Aaron Glenn. They lost him to the Lions, where Dan Campbell left. He'd poached Aaron Glenn, decided to make him his defensive coordinator. That was a huge loss for the Saints, and it was going to be really hard to replace Aaron Glenn because he has turned one of the worst secondaries in the NFL to one of the top. With Marshawn Lattimore, Janoris Jenkins, Marcus Williams, and Malcolm Jenkins, of course, they've shaped into one of the better defensive backfields in the NFL, and they definitely didn't start that way. We had some rough years, and Aaron Glenn really changed that secondary. Getting a great coach at that position is so important, and the Saints did just that. They hired defensive backs coach from the Cowboys, Chris Richard. He is a great coach, and he had tons of interest in this offseason, and tons of interest to be a defensive coordinator. Now, if you don't know Chris Richard, he was the Cowboys defensive backs coach, and if you're thinking in the back of your head, oh, Cowboys, great, they suck this year. Yeah, they weren't great, but the defensive backfield on paper was horrible. They did not have any good names. Xavier Rhodes, Trayvon Diggs, Anthony Brown. It wasn't a very good secondary on paper, but they actually played okay. And that's hats off to Chris Richard. And one other thing that he did that will get fans really excited, he made the Legion of Boom. He was the Seattle defensive backs coach when the Seahawks had Richard Sherman, Byron Maxwell, Earl Thomas, Cam Chancellor. And the thing about all those guys, they all weren't first-round picks. They were low back-end picks. He turned those guys into elite players. They weren't just going to come in and just become elite players. Richard Sherman was a fifth-round pick from Stanford. He developed Richard Sherman and made him one of the better cornerbacks in the league during that time. And he coached arguably one of the best secondaries in NFL history. He'll be coming in to become the Saints defensive backs coach. Now, this move can mean a lot of things. Now, he got interviews for the Raiders and Packers for their defensive coordinator jobs, but he ended up taking the Saints defensive backs coach job. And that's really interesting because it's like, okay, why wouldn't he take the defensive coordinator job with the Packers or Raiders? Now, Dennis Allen got a ton of looks for head coaching jobs and had an interview with the Eagles. He might be out in a couple years or maybe even a year. And that opens the door for a Chris Richard or Ryan Nielsen to become the defensive coordinator, one of these elite coaches to step up and become a defensive coordinator. Now, the Saints have lost a ton of front office and coaching members, and this team's going to look a lot different than it did this year. I think that's everything that's going on, we all know. Now, the Saints have lost Terry Fontenot to the Falcons to become their GM. They'll get 2 third-round picks from that. They've lost Aaron Glenn to the Lions to be their defense coordinator. They've lost Dan Campbell to be the head coach of the Lions, and they've lost Joe Lombardi to be the offensive coordinator of the Chargers. That is a lot of coaches in 1 year, and replacing all those coaches who have been here for 3, 4, 5+ years, it's tough. I mean, these players that are on the Saints, they love these coaches, and they've been here for a long time, and they've helped become what the Saints are today. They still have some holes to fill, but getting Chris Richard is a huge first step. He was a really hot name. Also a hot name because LSU's defensive coordinator. And instead, he will become the Saints defensive backs coach. Great hire for the Saints. Great hire for Sean Payton. But they still have a lot more work to do in terms of coaching, hiring coaches, and hiring other front office members. Along with Dennis Allen, Kai Harley was also a guy who got lots of interest. Jeff Ireland as well. These are a ton of guys that they would have to retool. They might have to retool their team and their front office. And it starts out with making great hires like they did with Chris Richard. He'll come in and he'll already have, no matter if they get rid of Marshawn, Janoris, all just whatever's going to happen this offseason, he's coming into a talented secondary room. They do have a talented secondary room. They have a young, talented room. Now, we don't know if Marcus Williams will be back. We don't know the future with Malcolm Jenkins or Marshawn or Janoris. We don't know anything right now. But getting that guy back, that shows they want to still be competitive. They want to win right now. Coach Richard can help the Saints maintain their high level of play. Having great coaches is just as, if not more important, than having great players. If the Saints want this to be a retool, not a rebuild, they need to keep making hires like Chris Richard. They have holes on this staff that need to be filled. They'll go find their guy. I trust Sean Payton. I trust Mickey Loomis. They will retool this team and front office. Thank you guys for tuning in. Quick episode today. Glad to be back with you guys. I hate that it's off season, but it's draft season as well. I love draft season. I'll be getting tons of information there. Tons of information about the Senior Bowl and whatnot. But breaking news, Saints hire defensive backs coach Chris Richard. Dirty side,
Who dat? Let's go!